Today, the case of a decorated Vietnam War veteran who committed a horrific crime was back in the Supreme Court for a third time. Gary Cohn is challenging the conduct of his trial and his death sentence. Twice in the past, the justices have rejected his arguments. Today, his lawyers came armed with new evidence of prosecutorial misconduct. And as NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports, he appeared more likely to win a reexamination of his trial.
28 years ago, Gary Cohn forced his way into the home of an elderly Memphis couple and beat them to death. At trial, Cohn's only defense was insanity, that as a result of Vietnam War-related post-traumatic stress disorder, he'd become a drug abuser and had committed the murders while in the throes of an amphetamine psychosis. The prosecution called those claims baloney and portrayed him as a, quote, premeditated, cool, deliberate killer and drug dealer, not a drug user. The Tennessee Supreme Court upheld his death sentence, saying there was no solid evidence that Cohn even used drugs at all. Years later, when the prosecution's case files were opened under a new state law, defense lawyers discovered the DA had in his possession evidence from the police and FBI that Cohn was a drug abuser and statements from law enforcement and other witnesses suggesting that Cohn appeared to be in a drugged state at the time of the crime. Cohn's lawyers filed a new appeal, asserting that the prosecutor had fatally tainted the trial by improperly withholding evidence favorable to the defense. The state courts, however, rejected the appeal, ruling erroneously, as it turns out, that they'd already decided this issue. In the Supreme Court today, the question was whether any court should hold a hearing to determine if Cohn had been denied a fair trial. Lawyer Tom Goldstein, representing Cohn, faced an immediately skeptical Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Scalia. Scalia, impatient, how long has this case been going on? 28 years? Justice Kennedy, when did you get access to the prosecution files? Answer, 12 years after the crime. But because the state courts believed wrongly that the issue had already been decided, the whole thing went off the rails. Justice Stevens, do you think the prosecutor deliberately suppressed the evidence or negligently? Answer, deliberately. They knew our defense was insanity, and it was our only argument in mitigation of the death penalty. Representing the state of Tennessee, Associate Deputy Attorney General Jennifer Smith faced an increasingly angry set of justices. Justice Stevens, do you agree that this evidence was deliberately suppressed? Lawyer Smith dodged the question. Justice Stevens, it seems to me very difficult to assume that the prosecutor thought it was really not important evidence. Justice Breyer, his voice rising, pointed to the defense contention that the trial revolved around whether Cohn was suffering from PTSD and amphetamine psychosis. They have two expert witnesses who say he's in very bad shape. That's the defense evidence. On cross, the prosecutor gets both witnesses to admit that they're basing their testimony on what Cohn told them about his drug use. The prosecutor says it's baloney, when in fact in his files there's evidence of an all-points police bulletin saying Cohn was a dangerous drug user, and a similar FBI bulletin, and three witnesses on the day of the crime describing Cohn's behavior as frenzied. And you're saying that a trained lawyer for the government just overlooked this evidence? Justice Kennedy, do you think the prosecutor had an ethical duty to turn over this material? Ms. Smith fudged. It's a simple question, yes or no? Answer, no. Justice Kennedy observed that the prosecution is required to turn over any information that tends to be favorable to the defense. Justice Souter, his teeth all but grinding, you don't think it would be favorable to the defendant getting the evidence that Justice Breyer summarized a moment ago? Answer, no, sir, I do not. Justice Souter, then I will be candid with you. I believe you have just made a statement to me that is utterly irrational. Justice Breyer, there's another part of this case that equally bothers me. The state has taken absolutely inconsistent positions on appeal. First, they told the courts that this issue had been decided, and then they told the courts that it wasn't decided, but the defendant waived his right to raise the issue. Answer, we have confessed that we made an error. Justice Alito, so if the Tennessee courts made an erroneous ruling based on your claim, shouldn't we send it back for reexamination? By the end of the argument, that seemed to be where the court was heading. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.